Good morning, Shane.
Good morning, Darren.
You're on holidays. Very good.
I'm on holidays now. Good time of year.
Indeed it is. All right, so we've finished the first half of the season for Cricket North West. All going to plan, it seems.
Yeah, we've managed to get through to Christmas unscathed, if you like. So we've got our first full round of games in, which is great. And like every season, with some things are working particularly well and some things we've got some learning opportunities for future years. But so far, so good.
Indeed. All right, so let's start with the first grade, the Men's Greater Northern Cup 50-over competition. So we got one Cricket North West team in the semis, that's Devonport. So the other three are, let me see, Launceston finished top of the ladder, I know that. So that means Launceston would play Devonport?
That's right, Launceston will play Devonport, so first versus fourth, and Riverside and Westbury are the other two finalists. Launceston managed to go through the competition undefeated, so they're going to be very tough competition for Devonport, but I guess pleasing they will represent our competition and everyone here on the coast will be supporting them. Despite a loss in the last round, they managed to sneak into the finals. I was looking at one stage as if Cricket North West wouldn't have any finalists, but pleasing to see that Devonport have made it. Certainly competition we've been really strong in recent years, so I guess from a playing point of view, we haven't had our best year against the Northerners, but hopefully Devonport can sneak through to the final and knock Launceston off in the semi. Certainly they'll proceed with the semi-final on 1 week and I think the grand final the following in January. I'll have to confirm those dates, though.
I think it might be semi-final day, I think might be Sunday, January 10.
That sounds about right.
I'll have a look at that. But anyway, let's go on with Cricket North West. So the first grade and second grade return Saturday, January 9 with two-day cricket.
That's right. So we traditionally play all of our one-day competition prior to Christmas, and then after Christmas we head into a full round of two-day competition. So that basically means that each team plays each other once in that two-day format. And then we have our semi-finals and grand final in March. So, yeah, the competition changes, and often you can see some changes in the ladder in that second half of the year, depending on the style and the format that each team likes to play.
And also for the first grade men, they have the T20s coming up in January as well. So there'll be evening games Thursdays, and I think there might actually be morning games on Sunday as well.
Yeah, we usually have one round, which is played on a Sunday, then the majority of others are Thursday or some occasional Friday night. And I think those Thursday night games are really well supported. It's a traditional, I guess, cricket training night, if you like, so people are expecting cricket to be on, and so we've found that the crowds have been really, really good at those Thursday night games. And as I said, a couple of teams choose to move them to Fridays, which is fine. So yeah, we used to have the T20 competition pre-Christmas, but the format's changed now. We can have it after Christmas when good weather, people have sort of been watching the Big Bash and they're sort of in that holiday mode a little bit, so it works really well to sort of kick that off through the January period.
Families can get along there and watch a bit of cricket, and clubs have barbecues, a bit of money through the bar, so everyone wins, I reckon. Now, the second grade T20's already been decided, so Ulverston won that again.
They did. Been a powerhouse in the second grade competition in that shorter format and did it again this year, so that's the first premiership we've handed over for the season. We've got much more to come after Christmas. Ulverston have got the first piece of silverware in the cupboard, absolutely.
All right, let's go to the women's first grade. So the ladies are back January 9. I think Wynyard top of the ladder in that competition.
Yeah, the competition remains really even. And like I said, Wynyard are on top. Devonport and Latrobe, Ulverston all closely behind. Sheffield haven't had the start of the season they would have liked to have finished with a win in the last round. But in terms of a season review, obviously it was disappointing. We lost Burnie along the way this season to the women's competition, which has meant that Wynyard has certainly strengthened from previous years. So they're sitting atop the ladder. And as I said, it'll be interesting to see how that pans out. But the women's last year was really even, and I'm expecting the same post-Christmas this year.
Speaking of Wynyard, the merger of Wynyard Cricket Club and Myalla, the whole club generally seems to have been strengthened, so that's been a big tick, I reckon.
Absolutely. I full credit to them, and it was a bold move, and something in many respects they needed to do. That the club was really struggling, but I think they've been outstanding. The results on the field have been strong. in the men's competition where they've struggled for a few years. They're up to third on the ladder and strung two or three wins in a row together. As I said, the female team's at the top of the ladder. Junior numbers are good. Off-field, they've got good volunteers and really active committee at the moment. So, yeah, full credit to Winded. I think they're doing a great job.
Yeah, good on them. Women's second grade returns January 15 as well. And on the weekend, let's go to juniors now. You had the very first East versus West under-16s and under-14 boys competition.
Yeah, we did. There's been obviously a change with cutbacks due to COVID at Cricket Taz around the high performance programs. And so we wanted to, I guess, create our own high performance pathways for some of the stronger juniors across the coast. And one of the ways we thought we'd do that was the East versus West representative games. Mm. And what that will lead to is to some teams being picked to play the Greater North or the Northern clubs in January. I think it's the 19th and 20th of January from memory in two games. So we played those games on Sunday and, yeah, really well supported. There was lots of people at both of those games. All the kids involved, yeah, did really well. Good quality cricket. In the case of the under-14s, for example, they played on turf, which is a new experience to them. Mm. They traditionally play on synthetic wickets. So we hope that this is something that we continue to do each year and, as I said, part of a broader high-performance program that we're having a look at for years to come.
Where did you divide the teams up, by the way? So you had, East and West.
Essentially, La Trobe, Sheffield and Devonport played against Burnie, Wynyard and Ulverston.
Right.
As simple as that. Circular Head joined the clubs to the West. But, yeah, so it was sort of the divide of the three clubs playing against each other.
All right, and the junior competition in general returns Sunday, January 10. And also, not quite juniors, but in that gap between juniors and seniors, the under-18s T20s comp is underway. That'll continue, I think, January 8, Friday night competition. Going okay, I reckon.
Yeah, that's another new addition to us, the under-18s competition. Obviously, the junior format's changed this year to 12s, 14s, 16s and 18s, away from what we've had in previous years. And I think the Friday night format is well received. I think, again, it's another opportunity to get some people to a club on a Friday night. I've heard that, you know, it's bringing back a few of the boys that, you know, to play with their mates that, you know, don't necessarily want to play, you know, week in, week out in normal club cricket. So that's the idea, you know, to get some people back and playing and playing together with their friends. So, yeah, it would be great to see that back. And, hopefully that will continue to improve in years to come as well.
Yeah, so that competition returns Friday, January 8. Now, just generally, I haven't been to every ground this season, but from what I've seen and what I've heard, the wickets and the condition of the outfields and everything in general seems to be pretty high standard this season.
Yeah, I'd agree with that, Darren. And, full credit to all club volunteers and councils and others that are involved in preparing our facilities. We as a competition, you know, recognised a few years ago that the pitches weren't quite the standard invested and providing, you know, cash to the clubs to improve their squares, and a number of the clubs took that up, and I think it's made a real difference. And, yeah, I think to date we can't complain that the wickets, the outfields, facilities have been very good.
Yeah. Listen, thanks for having you on. Just thought we'd have a bit of an end-of-year wrap and enjoy your holidays, and I'll talk to you in the new year or see you around the cricket.
Really appreciate it, Darren. Thanks very much for your support.
You're welcome.